While most students have the summer off, Don Shepherd is getting ready for the fall. At Mass Bay Community College in Wellesley, Shepherd takes the elevator down to the basement. He digs through cardboard boxes, stocking up on tote bags and other swag for incoming students.
We're expecting about 73 that are actually scheduled, but then you always have the walk-ins.
As an orientation leader, Shepherd seems well-adjusted here on campus, although he's what higher ed experts would call a non-traditional student. He graduated from high school more than 20 years ago before serving in the Marine Corps and the National Guard.
I'm using the Voc Rehab program because it's been so long since I've been to school.
The military suggested Shepherd attend a two-year program at a community college. Then 2 years ago, he and his four-year-old son found themselves homeless, living in a shelter outside of Boston.
I don't want to go back to that, so that's why I'm here trying to better myself and get back on track.
For years, state funding for higher ed in Massachusetts largely followed enrollment. If a school enrolled more students, it received more state money. Now, under the state's new higher ed plan, if Mass Bay and other community colleges manage to retain students like Shepherd, keeping them on track to graduate, earn a credit, or even find a job, these schools will see their funding increase even more. That's a solid return on investment for taxpayers at a time of dwindling public resources, says Richard Kazis with the nonprofit Jobs for the Future, which tracks higher ed financing.
For every scarce public dollar, you want to get something back for the state, and you don't get much back when somebody starts and after their first semester they quit, they might have debt, and then they're back out on the street with little gain in terms of their productivity or their ability to contribute to the regional economy.
In the wake of the recession, the wave of performance-based funding is cresting across the country. 12 states already link higher ed funding to performance. 4 states, including Massachusetts, are preparing to move in that direction, and another 20 are considering it. That's according to the National Conferences of State Legislatures. But will changing the way higher ed institutions are funded, from enrollment to college or credit completion, work? Mass Bay Community College President John O'Donnell is optimistic that it will.
The accountability movement is sweeping the nation, and I'm very glad that it has come to Massachusetts.
Under the new plan, Mass Bay will see a 16% spike in state funding next year, and O'Donnell says it will invest that additional money in high-cost programs such as nursing and science. The goal, he says, is to better align programs with key industries in the state.
So what we're setting up here is an educational ladder, potentially, for every citizen. I fully believe there is a skills gap, and it's my job, and it's Mass Bay's job, and it's public higher education's job to lessen that gap.
And if community colleges don't train students to thrive in the new economy, higher ed officials say their funding ought to be cut. Katie Abel is with the Massachusetts Department of Higher Education, which designed the new performance-based model. She says the old model was broken because it didn't account for growth in student populations at the state's community colleges.
Which was all over the map if you look at the 15 colleges. The funding didn't make sense on that basis.
The public higher ed system in Massachusetts has grown more than 20% in the past decade. Since the recession, it's played a more important role in producing the state's future workforce, which raises the question, should Massachusetts extend its performance-based spending beyond community colleges to the entire UMass system?
Providing incentives for public universities to perform at a high level is a great way to get the type of performance you're looking for.
UMass Lowell Chancellor Marty Meehan thumbs through his university's performance report card. He points out its graduation rate at 54% and its retention rate at 81%. He's not waiting to measure results like community colleges will now have to do. He introduced the report card several years ago. The idea was to hold professors and deans accountable. After some pushback, they agreed to it.
Families are beginning to look at a college education much the way they'd look at purchasing a home, purchasing a car. And I think UMass has to be ready for that.
There are some quiet critics, though, who say higher ed institutions will try to game the performance-based funding scheme by fudging their graduation and success rates. But today, with student tuition and loan debt soaring, no one is questioning the need to restructure our higher ed system so that student outcomes are more important than institutional bottom lines. Kirk Carapeza, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.